if something's not imitation, it's
genuine.
Yeah. But okay, now the things that that folks might make from fruits, they would boil them and take the
preserves.
Yeah, jams or
jams, preserves.
They made either jam or what
or jellies.
Yeah.
Jellies, preserves, jams, and what we said, jellies, jams, and preserves.
Yeah. Now, there were some, if there's a bowl of fruit, say peaches and apples, and
mm-hmm.
somebody offered you a peach, you say, no, what?
No thanks, that's all.
Okay, or I don't want a peach.
Well,
say your brother came in, say somebody in your family came in eating a bunch of apples, you'd say, what?
Well, I really don't know. There you got me.
Yeah, what?
Well, you give me one.
Give me?
How about passing them around?
Okay.
Something of that nature.
Yeah, give me what? Give me an apple?
Well, you could say, give me an apple.
Okay.
Pass them around.
Or?
You know, if there was company, the mother usually up and said, well, pass them around. You understand?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have places where they would go around here?
What you mean go?
Grow. Places where they'd have a bunch of trees, or the fruit trees?
No. We didn't grow too many fruit trees in this section. The one thing that we grew most was figs.
Yeah.
And most of that has passed out because insects attacked it. At one time, there's peaches, there was apricots, figs, apples.
A man would have a peach.
Peach orchard.
Yeah.
Well, hardly they planted it in orchard size. You know, they may have had a few trees, you know.
What kind of peaches did you have?
Well, it was before my time. They had peaches, but I've heard them speak of them. That there was no insects to destroy the trees, you understand?
Yeah.
That must have come in before the turn of the century.
Yeah. Now the kind of peach that's real tight to the stone is the
clingstone, huh?
Okay, and then you got the what? The one that just breaks open is...
Is it a freestone?
Yeah. Okay, a freestone.
Yeah.
And when you're eating, the core, the apple, you throw away the apple, you throw away.
It's a core.
Okay. And when you're, did you ever take pieces of apples or peaches maybe and dry them and make?
No, they never did that in this section because we never had them. Not in my time.
Did you ever take anything and dry them?
Well, I've eaten dried apples if you won't buy them in the store, you understand?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
You can cook them up and dry them up, peaches.
And the skin will do what? The skin will?
Huh?
When you dry them, the skin...
But we never did dry them in this section, you see? Because there was none to dry.
Yeah,
you
the
see,
skin
you,
does what?
It shrinks. Shrivels or shrinks.
Yeah.
You see, when things like that transpire, what you're saying that the words go out of use with the particular object. You understand? You're speaking of.
Yeah.
The language is continually changing. And some words, it's just like you use on the younger people today, a man of the old school. Nobody knows what that is. It's an obsolete term. When a gentleman of the old school met a gentleman who was very prop and proper and well-raised and well-educated. That's what it meant.